in 2019, the Nigerian police hierarchy were demanding answers from the army over a clash which led to the death of three police officers and a civilian in the northeastern state of Taraba. Right? Now, the police maintained that the action of the soldiers had led to the escape from lawful custody of, in quote, a millionaire kidnapper, one Alhaji Amisu Bala Wadume. How many of you remember this story? It's about 4 years ago. Now, it got so bad that there was even a communique just after this had happened, all right? Or in fact, before this had happened, Bashir Ahmed on August the 8th, 2019, was quoted as saying President Buhari has directed the defense headquarters to commence immediate investigation into the incident involving the troops of the 93rd Battalion Takum Taraba, which resulted in the death of three officers of the police force and a civilian. Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Sadiq Abubakar disclosed. Right? That was 2019. Interesting. 2019. Now, let's come a little closer. All right? October of 2022, there was tension at the JSTF, that's Joint Security Task Force, in Maigami District in Gusau local government area of Zamfara State, after an alleged assault of a police inspector by a Nigerian army major. Okay. And then there have been several videos of security forces at fiscoffs, devolving to fiscoffs in this country. Now, I do know and I do understand that we all have egos. I also understand that sometimes, apart from just ego, sometimes people don't quite know their boundaries or their limitations. And so they may, as it were, overstep or sometimes even give way where they are not meant to give way. And that will result in, you know, disrespect, a.k.a. see finish in this part of the world. All right? But everywhere else in the world, these things happen. How many of you are seeing videos of a police officer in the US asking a military officer, a soldier, to go down on his knees so that he can check him, if he can frisk him and even arrest him? How many of you have seen that? In fact, there have been several videos. And this soldier was in uniform. It was very evident this is a military personnel. But you see, over there, there's a very clear distinction between civil scenarios and a military operation. Whilst you are within the United States of America on land, you are under the purview of the local police entities, wherever you are. But it doesn't mean, and I've read books and I've also heard stories, it doesn't mean that the FBI cannot, you know, as it were, you know, have some strong words, you know, towards the police force, the local police force, you know, or the NDAs, or, you know, or whatever. There's so many groups, right? All right, whether it's DOJ, you know, if it's the NCIS, you know, sometimes in the pursuit of justice, right, these groups will overlap sometimes because of the technicality involved. Quarrels abound. But what is peculiar about the Nigerian scenario is that a lot of the times it devolves into fights, like full on. You know, I'll punch you, and then they punch. You know how some Nigerians are? They make it say, I will punch you. Next thing, they're already punching you. That's how it gets to. And you have to ask yourself, if the security outfits, the security personnel, members of the security, not all of them, some of them, right? You have to ask, if some of these individuals, right, who have uniforms, who wear uniforms, who bear the responsibility of securing lives and property, can't walk together, right, and leave personal differences aside, how then can they actually be successful at their jobs? If you remember some months ago, that'd be about three months ago, if I'm not mistaken, if you remember, when the embattled former CBN governor, talking about Governor Emefiele, you know, was released in Lagos, right? The judge says, oh, go. Right, we remind you to the care of the, you know, prisons, the prisons group, right? the correctional center. I had no more corporate prisons, correctional center. Remember, they got to a fight with the DSS. We've seen the DSS and some policemen exchange, sometimes even fire, right? We've seen soldiers fight DSS. We've seen soldiers fight police. We've seen police fight customs. We've seen customs fighting NSCDC. We've seen NSCDC fighting this group. There's a lot of jumbling and jambling all over the place. And my question this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Why? Just that's it. That's just the honest question. Why? Once again, I understand personal egos. You know, I might be a major, I might be a CP or whatever. I might come to a place. Oh, I want to get out and say, oh, you can't. I know for all of these groups, whether it's the army, I'm talking about military in general, so army, navy, air force, they are very clear guidelines to their operations, where they operate, and more importantly, how they operate. Very clear guidelines. The same thing for the Nigerian police. I know that. So I'm curious, why do these, in quotes, personnel clash? Why do they forget? And funny enough, what is embarrassing, I don't know about you, but for a lot of Nigerians who have been commenting about this over the past few weeks now, what's very embarrassing is that some of these clashes occur when these people are still wearing their uniform. They are wearing the uniforms that represent their groups, but more importantly, they represent Nigeria. You see the green and white on the shoulder. The policeman is carrying the soldier. The soldiers, they are going to beat the police. Yeah, oh, there are some group of policemen, they were there. They slap one soldier. Then the soldier goes back, calls his posse. His posse comes back. And what sort of tomfoolery is all of this? Really? And then, very recently, remember the story, you know, of some Air Force dudes, was it Navy dudes now, who, you know, tried to, you know, cause some problems at the EFCC office. You know, some of their members had been arrested on suspicion. Just suspicion. And then, you know, they meant to cause problem. Block the place. Yes. They wanted to, you know, show their muscles. Why? Oh, why?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3, Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So 0817923-0002, 0817923-0007, 0817923-0007. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. My question this lovely, jovelly morning is this. What exactly is the reason that some security personnel clash with each other? That's why? Well, I don't understand. Zion, Sinjari. Zion, good morning to you.
Thank you for this discourse. It all narrows down to how they are trained. And it's a clear cut that the systems are not truly working. You can also narrow it down to act of illiteracy and poverty.
Illiteracy?
Yes, sir. Which you cannot exonerate. You just cited a case from where the people are educated enough and know the consequences of putting on the uniform as a security person for their country. You saw what happened. They know their territory of operation. They know their beef. Police, internal matters, military, army, and the rest, external aggressions. if it's an external factor and the American police is found in Afghanistan or is found in Israel today or in Ukraine, the American army in Israel or in Ukraine would arrest that police.
Mm.
Bring it back to America for further prosecution and investigation. Now it is the army in their soil. The police is in charge. Do you know that here in Port Harcourt, if, for instance, somebody close to you have an issue with the police, and you are a policeman or you have a friend that is a police, you take this person to that particular police station, maybe just to ease the process, you know, there will be a clash between the two policemen.
So why?
You that came in.
Why then?
It is poverty.
Really?
Poverty and corruption. You know why? Because the shootings we will get from that case now, you can't use the name of colleagues in the same service to
Okay. George, is it poverty that's making them fight themselves, according to the previous caller?
I don't agree with the fact that it's poverty.
Okay, George.
I'm a trained merchant navy personnel.
Okay.
And we are trained by the Nigerian Navy themselves. And one thing that is common that we look up to is the ego that binds all of us. Now, when you look at any of the armed forces, paramilitary or not, you see the ego there. It is the ego that unites us as a nation. It is also the ego that binds you and I. You see the super egos go out. Mm-hmm. They don't go out as a nation of Nigeria. They go out there as the ego that is flying up there. So all these things, it's all about respect. Now, they are not, I wouldn't say they are not well trained. All I just want to say is that their job descriptions are not well defined.
Okay.
Like civil defense going after Bunkri. Nigerian army also going after Bunkri. We also have part of the police tactical team, whether IGP monitoring unit or city monitoring unit, going after Bunkri as well. Now, in this whole, let's take Bunkri for example, there should be a commander in charge of all these people united in one. So that army does not arrest a Bunkri or civil defense arresting a Bunkri and army come and hijack it and they begin to fight.
I see.
The same crime they are fighting.
I see.
Now, police go out there for whatever reason and on that tactical team from the same police coming to hijack it. They're not hijacking because they have interest in enforcing the law. They have interest in making money for their own self. So all this clash you are seeing there is I won't say it's more political, it's more of personal interest. Who goes with the money? If they finally arrest somebody, police arrest somebody with drugs, and NGLA comes to carry the person, police say, no, now we arrest them. Who is supposed to be the one fighting the crime of drugs?
Gary, do you think is the description that is the problem here? These security personnel don't know exactly where they should start and stop.
Yeah, I think that is one of the reasons.
Mm.
But also, I think one other reason is orientation. The armed forces need to be reoriented as their civic responsibilities. This class is mostly between the police and the army, the police and the navy, the police and the maybe air force. They don't see, the army don't see police as part of the armed force. Of course, they are not. They see them as civilians. It's due to lack of orientation. You know, I have a son. I went to Nigerian military school at his age 11. So he came back after his first year. And attended the wedding, you know, program. And as I entered the venue, there were policemen, security policemen, you know, guarding the place.
So, Ngeri,
my son was in their uniform.
I'm sorry, Ngeri, we have to go on the break, please. Do bear with us, please.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a deep detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, so let's talk. It's 11:34 a.m. this morning, Tuesday, by the way, 21st of November, 2023. Now, it's partly cloudy, partly sunny. We should have rain at some point in time today. About 30% chance of precipitation later on in the day. So, yes, do take an umbrella. And if you, like me, you have an umbrella with you, well, find a place to seek some respite if the rain does come through. Now, away from that, this morning we're asking the question, why do some security personnel in this country apparently get into, you know, fistcuffs with each other? They, in quotes, work for the same government and they represent the same people. That would be you, you, and you. But yet, very often, and it used to be an isolating event at some point in time, very often it looks like that it looks like they are not pleased with what is going on. Then they have fights. See? They fight. But why? That's what we want to find out this morning on Hello Port Harcourt.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
So 0179230002, 0179230003. WhatsApp is 0809030604 1608 0903 06416. All right. 0809030604 1 6. All right, please. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X, at Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, this message here reads, Damiete Erekosimea says, Jude, they lack the synergy. That is why you see them have this squabble every now and then. But Damiete, it's no more every now and then. It's becoming a little bit more frequent than every now and then. In fact, in some scenarios, if you've walked out at night, right, in some scenarios, you probably hear, you know, a group of police officers or a group of soldiers who are making comments, and it seems as though they're, you know, putting the other group down. Once again, I have to ask, why? Like one of the callers that we listened to earlier on says, look, they share the same symbol. They are meant to be, as it were, united under the same cause, under the same emblem. So why then, once again, I can understand, you know, personal, okay, egos, but you get to the point where you forget and then you're still wearing your uniform and you fight? Gabriel is speaking to us from Rumigbo. Gabriel, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, please.
You know, the topic is brought for this morning is very, very interesting. What is happening in Nigeria? Security is grateful at the point. Like, you know, most of the security agencies, like the police, the army, and the rest, you know, all of we believe that they are working for us. They are working for the same person. So, but within them, they have their paymasters. They have people who brought them into the security. So the way for those people that don't work for Nigerians, for example, what happened at with Godwin Emefiele when the two security people were driving.
That was very embarrassing to see.
That tells you that they are working for individuals and not Nigerians. They are working for the same masters and not the CLC. It's very disgraceful. I think they should review the security architecture of Nigeria. That's when it's the better.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Gero. Gero says they should review the security architecture. Ibiso is in Odili Road. Ibiso, why are your brothers who are in Navy fighting their cousins who are police officers?
Okay, Jude, about the topic you are discussing there. So, to me, it's orientation. And the police, my father is an ethnic officer. The police, like in River State now, when the governor comes for security meeting, the commissioner of police is ahead of all the security apparatus in the state. Now, why I said it's orientation? Do you know that the police, they are said they hate each other? Now, go to DSS. When DSS man and policeman, they are going to work in the same place, they always exempt themselves. But the DSS, the orientation they gave them, and the police is different.
Really?
So to me, the police is the head of the security apparatus in the country. But you know the way they keep themselves, these people take advantage over them. If these policemen are put on black and black, there are several policemen that call them Atura, ask them Atura, why they don't want the motor people? They have different names. They envy each other.
Envy, you
say? No synergy between them. So we see that when this is not in America, say you say in America, a policeman will tell an animal to kneel down. Yes, because the policeman is ahead of that man in terms of internal security. But here, they know, but the orientation they have is to hate each other. A motor man with Atura that is staying on the counter will have a problem. We see that they will fight. Two policemen will fight each other. There is a color one, the Atura that as that one, they don't have level. So you see the orientation and the poor mentality. If you a DSS man and a policeman are in the same place for an event. The DSS man will even respect each other more than the policeman. Well, policeman will even drag drink, coke. So you said nobody will respect him. If not before, an army man, if an army man is coming from any event, it's maybe out of the police, they don't have much harm. But now, you see, army man will go and drag person that is carrying coal fire, police is lagging. Soldier is lagging. But the orientation they give them. And most of them don't come up with good orientation. They feel that you are working in Nigeria. Me, you are working in TDFN. I is working in AIT. We are all media practitioners. And is it more that we should hate each other?
I see
this
the point.
Police, sometimes you invite people to come to your station from other stations. And they come and discuss things with you. The police cannot do that. The security people cannot do that because of the orientation they have. They don't like each other. That's why you see this thing. If not, if a policeman arrests somebody, take to the station, the army man has to go and release that person with force in the station. No. It's orientation. And they don't have to, the security head don't come and tell me the public the truth. The police is ahead of all them. They don't come and tell us, and the police don't know their rights. They sell their rights by doing all kind of things. So, no, civil defense will not afford the policeman. Even which day civil defense is on board, which day ESPC come to board, which day some police apparatus. Police is in head. Ask anybody, ask a police personnel, if they want to tell you the truth. They'll tell you, they don't have their rights.
Okay, so thank you very much. But the ESPC is a branch of the of the police, right? I know there's this talk about trying to separate them. But anyway, WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Martin says, regards to your discussion, it is quite unfortunate, like the case of the army personnel and the navy personnel at the EFCC office. I believe it is because of long years of military rule. Lots of these military officers need to be educated that they need to be under the constitution of the country. Police is for internal security, and every other security agencies, be it paramilitary, be paramilitary, unfortunately, lots of these security personnel don't know their constitutional roles. Lots of the security personnel don't know their functions. Now, I think there needs to be slots of orientations to understand this. It is unfortunate, but I think the senior officers understand these things better. This issue, mostly within the rank and file of the various agencies. Martin, with that comment. Good luck speaking to us from Andeni. Good luck. Good morning to you, please. Good luck.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning to you, please. Welcome.
All right, morning. To me, I think one is envy. Like the envy issue, though, they don't like themselves. And secondly, is orientation. Please, during their training, they should be able to let them know that all of them are one. Because I always come across police people, like I have some of them who are members of my family. They always saying that this is civilian, it's not military government. So as in, they are the people in charge, they are the people in power. But the truth is, if we should leave the whole security work in this country for the police alone, they can't do it.
True.
Of them should understand that they work together to bring about the peace and security of this country. So one should not esteem itself higher than the other. That is the problem we are having. And secondly, I think because of monetary issues is another thing. You know, they want to see themselves being in charge so that they can take control of everything, especially the issue of bunkering and the rest. So I think they need proper orientation, and they should call themselves together, see their selves as one. Because if they are doing this to themselves, what becomes of us, the civilians? Because there is this saying my teacher always say, if crocodile can eat their eggs, what can they not do to the flesh of a frog? So please, they should stop this so that we should be at the safer side.
All right. Thank you very, very much. That's a very funny idiom there from Good Luck in Andeni. All right. Let's get to Facebook at Nigeria Info, PH at Nigeria Info. PH is where you find us. Adi Orji says, well, it's because of a lack of synergy. So why is there a lack of synergy? I think it's pretty easy to just say, oh, it's lack of synergy. It's lack of... What exactly is that synergy and why is there a lack of it? Why? Maybe the callers so far have a point. Maybe some of these individuals don't know their constitutional roles. But I doubt that, because any individual who is wearing any of the uniforms, whether it is the Navy, whether it is the Air Force or the Army or the NSCDC or the Nigerian Police Force, must have gone through some rudimentary training. And of all things rudimentary is, what exactly are you meant to do as a police officer or as an NSCDC officer or as a sergeant in the Nigerian Army? I think everybody should know that in the very least. It's sort of the same thing as when you give individuals, when you get them into, you know, traffic monitoring teams, you know, the LASMAs, the RUAMAs, the River State Task Force, you know, when you get all those in those groups, I like to believe that on the very first day of their training, right, how to be a traffic officer 101, first day, Monday. Hello, how are you? Your job as a traffic officer is to do ABC. It should have been mentioned to these individuals to know that as a soldier, this is what is expected of you. This is what you are going to be given as a task. This is what you should respond to and not respond to. So when you say, oh, this, they don't know their constitutional roles, I'm curious. I'm curious because whether or not the person has, you know, a tertiary level of education or not, they should have told him or her, as you've come into this system, your job is to open the door. Your job is to control traffic. Your job is to make sure the pipelines are secure. Your job is to prevent, to protect the territorial integrity of this great nation, Nigeria. Sefini. End of story. Godday Teme says the armies, and the police, they lack respect They do their job for love of money. Says even OSPAC is better than the police and army. Do you blame him or her? God, this sounds like a male name, right? You blame him or her for thinking that way. Where you have security agencies at log, and sometimes, if we're honest, right, some of the reasons why some of these people have fought, right, or have been involved in squabbles, right, are just downright embarrassing. Remember the video? If you don't, I do. Remember there was a video that depicted a soldier and a police officer fighting along the Benin Port Harcourt Expressway, Benin Warri Expressway. I don't know if you remember. Okay, if you don't, okay, I remember it. They literally left, they dropped their guns and they were at each other. And then there's the other one somewhere close to, was it Shagamu or Ore? Just along that road. They're both police officers stationed together. Imagine you and somebody who are meant to work together, right? Like I said, I understand egos. You may not like this person. We all have our temperaments and where, you know, like we like to say, they pinch us. I understand that. But you have the uniform on and you now decide to fight your colleague along the road, broad daylight, and people are looking. If you're listening to me right now and you're a police officer, you are a military personnel, paramilitary, or even the intelligence group, you have to ask yourself this question. Don't you get embarrassed knowing that the people who you're meant to be protecting, it's like having dogs, right? You have two or three dogs, and then two dogs are fighting each other when somebody's trying to jump into your fence. You'll probably be like, what is wrong with these people? These dogs, I mean, sorry. But yeah, that's a lot of Nigerians feel. Whether it's the military or the police, maybe proper orientation is needed. And I think egos have to be checked. People need to know when I should or when I shouldn't react as a police officer or as a military personnel. The military have their duties. Remember years ago, during Yaradua or Jonathan's tenor, when people were saying, oh, send the police. So we're not trained. So they do know what they're meant to do. Good morning, Jude. It all boils down to greed on who takes the money or who benefits from the arrest made. Please give room for the security guys to call and tell us more about this issue. Unduka from Rupoko. Well, maybe for security reasons, the security guys have not called in. I don't know. I can't tell. Oh, no. We had one calling. But I think he was trained by the Navy. I don't know if he was a naval officer. But yes, we did have one calling. All right. I'll wrap up with this. This one here says, until they realize that they are not just there to carry guns and bully people, they're there to protect, they will continue to disrespect each other. Why? Because one has always bullied another. What do you mean one has bullied another? Who has bullied who? All right. Nigerians watching. Nigerians are watching. So please, dear sirs, dear CPs, dear inspectors, dear IPs, dear IPOs, dear sergeants, dear lieutenants, majors, and so on and so forth, your allegiance is to the eagle and to the flag. Please, Nigerians, we would like to have you drop your egos.